first camp. It's a little nervous coming in, but the facilities here in Mankato have been great. The people in Mankato have been great. I'm just excited to get going.
How about training camp, going through it, an NFL camp? Is it compared to college camps and what you've been through as far as living in the dorms again and stuff like that? Was it a fun, good time to get to know your teammates like this, spending 24/7 with these guys?
Oh, yes. And, you know, this camp doesn't compare to college. You know, it's way more intense. But, you know, it was so fun being able to just bond with teammates because we're here in Mankato. We're away from our families. And it forces us and it allows us to become better teammates, better friends, and better men.
What's Coach been telling you? He said in his press conference earlier today, he's telling you, hey, just go out and play your game. Don't worry about any of the outside stuff. In your own words, what's he telling you?
Basically, I just have to stop thinking and overthinking things and just use my natural talent, my God-given talent, just play football. And that's where he mentions, you know, just cutting it loose. He put me to the side yesterday, and even today before practice, he just told me, hey, you know, just let it rip. Have fun and just play football.
And Adrian Peterson said he's been whispering things in your ear. What kind of stuff's he been telling you?
He's been saying the same thing. You know, just play your game. You know, you're going to make a mistake, but make a mistake going full speed. You know, this is what practice is for. You're going to make your mistakes here. But, you know, just continue to just learn from your mistakes and try to get better. And then he also told me, you know, you can't worry about what everyone is thinking. You know, you can't control everyone else's thoughts. All you can do is continue to work hard and try to make yourself a better player.
Do you think you have been pressing?
I haven't been pressing, but I have been overthinking things. And, you know, I mean, a lot has been thrown at me so far, but you know, I just have to continue to just put the time in with studying, and eventually things will slow down for me.
Going into camp, you said you didn't want to make the same mistake twice. How well do you think you did that?
I think I did that pretty well. But at the same time, you know, Coach Zimmer, Coach Turner always stresses how important it is to protect the ball in the red zone. And that's somewhere that I just have to continue to improve. Everything happens faster than that. But you know, as time go on, I'll continue to just try to get better and try to limit my mistakes.
Teddy, going into Saturday's ball game, what's your mindset?
Just exactly what Coach Zimmer told me, to just cut it loose and have fun. You know, going to the game, you know, just treat it like practice, basically. You know, everything's going to be scripted well. We're going to put together a game plan, and you know, it's for me to just go out and just have fun.
What was your favorite moment in camp? Do you have any good rookie stories? Were they pretty hard on the rookies?
You know, these group of guys have been good with the rookies. And I'd say my favorite moment in camp so far has probably been just riding on a bike on the campus again. You know, when I was in college, I didn't have a bike on campus. So you see a bunch of guys riding around on the bikes, just having fun. Then you see that inner child, inner youth in some of the guys on the team. So that stood out to me.
Did any of the interceptions you had earlier this week in practice hamper your confidence at all? Or the interceptions you had earlier this week in practice, did any of them hamper your confidence at all or anything along those lines?
Not at all. It didn't. I just know that, you know, I have to be smarter with the football. I have to protect the football, especially in the red zone. If we have points, we want to keep those points. So for me, you know, I'm able to just learn from every mistake, every error, and just continue to just try to get better.
I think it's a challenging thing for you picking up this offense and really, you know, getting comfortable with it.
The most challenging thing has just been, you know, the load that's thrown at you right away. And, they put that load on you and, you know, expect you to know it. So for me, it's just, you know, putting that extra time in, you know, where my body is aching, you know, whether it's going in the training room, but still at the same time studying my notes and everything and trying to become a better player in this offense.
Now you've only had the one game to judge it off, but is there one sign that stands out to you most as a sign of personal progress through camp?
I would say I've been able to just protect myself in the pocket. You know, as camp went on, you know, I've been able to get more comfortable with directing protection, redirecting protection. So you know, I've been able to do a great job with that towards the end of camp. You know, I'm just going to continue to try to get better in that area.
Last one. Good. Say goodbye to Mankato. Bye.